This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. How are you doing, Nick?
Hey, Johnny. I'm good. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, first Friday of the month, and that means, of course, it's non-farm payroll day, the latest U.S. jobs figures, and, some interesting data today. Job growth in the United States has cooled. Unemployment has ticked higher, and perhaps a sign that some of the heat may be coming out of the world's largest economy. And of course, these are important numbers because we've had quite hawkish comments coming out of the Federal Reserve over the last few weeks. We even had some more only a couple of days ago from Jay Powell. Is there a bit of light on the horizon for those that are looking for a rate cut?
Yeah, Johnny, I think you nailed the nail on the head there, because when we look at the data that came out today, pretty much across the board, this was a lighter print. Now, I do want to go through the numbers really quick, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit of the context here in the full picture. So as you mentioned, the employment change came out lower than expected. We added 175,000 jobs. There was a forecast for 238,000. We also slightly revised the previous number higher, which that last number was high. So it wasn't very much, but we went from 303 to 315. So overall, a cool print in terms of employment change. At the same time, as you mentioned, employment rate or unemployment rate ticked higher, which went from 3.8 to 3.9. So at first glance, you could say, well, hey, this is actually some progress. It's pretty obvious that maybe we're starting to see the jobs market calm down a little bit, which has been, of course, one of the Fed's targets to see come down a little bit. They don't want it to crash entirely, but it seems pretty apparent that in order to get the inflation story under control, we've got to see the labor market relax a little bit. At the same time, one more figure to mention is that the average hourly earnings came out just light month over month at 0.2% compared to 0.3%. This is also very important to the inflation story. How much are wages increasing, so on and so forth. But there's more to it, Johnny. I want to talk a little bit about when it comes to the figure here. Before we get overly excited, and I'm not trying to be the doomsday or naysayer here, what you do have to be aware of is that back in November of 2023, we had a similar setup where we saw a cool print and it ended up being one big fake out to the whole market. If you remember, November until now, the stock markets around the world, not just the U.S., they just had a very, very strong rally into the new year. The market was very excited that maybe the inflation story was finally done. And then we proceeded to have, I counted it out this morning, 5 back-to-back higher than expected jobs prints. So, you know, this one, yes, is a sigh of relief. We didn't get a 6th one in a row, but this is only the first one. I think before we get too excited, we need to see this data persist for maybe a few more months, maybe 2 months, 3 months. That's where you're starting to see a secular trend form and not just a one-off print like we saw in November, which ended up not lasting very long. So yes, the market is celebrating. In fact, that's pretty obvious if you're looking at the technology sectors. The NASDAQ is up the most here today. Real estate caught a really strong bid today. You saw, you know, one thing that I track and we don't talk very much on the podcast is I watch solar panel companies. Just an area of, you know, renewable energy is a very debt heavy side of the economy, but it's a very fascinating one to me. And I saw that the solar panel companies across the board, the TAN is the ETF I'm referencing, the TAN ETF was up a lot today. These are interest rate sensitive areas. Same thing with XLRE, that is a real estate ETF that tracks many, many different real estate exposed areas. That was up. And then one other, while we're on the subject of data here this morning, Johnny, was we had the PMI data come out for services. So ISM services PMI did come in lighter than expected. Now, what's tricky here for me, Johnny, is this is a lot of rallying on cool data. And I want to make a quick analogy or comparison to this. The market is rallying very strong on what is slightly lower than expected data, which is weird to me because if the stock markets are rallying on this, it's sort of like someone who is sick saying, I want to get more sick so I can have the medicine. It's kind of a weird analogy to think about, but The question is, do we really want to see real slowing economic data? You know, this services PMI print was a pretty big miss. Do we really want to see bad news in order to get a rally? And that's where, again, I compare it to somebody who wants to get more sick in order to get the medicine from the doctor. It's kind of a weird one. You almost question how much this bad data is actually good news, in my opinion, at least. I think that will be interesting to see where we go with that. But of course, the market is celebrating in the short term the idea that, hey, things are maybe chilling out a little bit and maybe rate cuts are still on the table for the end of the year. Johnny, I just checked before we jumped on here, the FedWatch tool to see what it's at. Still, now we've actually seen that there's a slight expectation for two rate cuts this year. So it's gone from one to maybe we're going to get two.
This is becoming a bit like a game show, isn't it, really? It's guess the number of rate cuts. Quite extraordinary how it can change week by week or day by day. You mentioned tech shares earlier on, the NASDAQ, and, the market certainly celebrated Apple shares. This morning, they popped more than 6% after Apple reported better-than-expected second-quarter earnings. That's a huge amount of 6%.
Yeah, and Apple is a fascinating take because, you know, for our listeners, before you tune out to this part, if you're not a stock person, listen in on this because this is very important stuff. The Apple earnings call was a barometer beyond just specific to Apple, but rather the consumer itself. Arguably, for us Americans, and I'm sure for you people in the UK, Johnny, Apple products are absolutely everywhere. Everyone loves their Apple products. They love their iPhones, their Macs, their iPads. Maybe not so much the Vision Pro, which showed up in their earnings. It's not such a high demand product. But also what we need to understand is, you know, why is this stock up so much? As you mentioned, 6%. It's a pretty big move for this company in terms of its historic earnings volatility. Well, the reason is not what you might think. You might think, oh, they smashed earnings. Great for Apple. Actually, it wasn't. And in fact, it is some weird stuff under the table here. They had the biggest buyback of history in terms of buying back their own shares. They deployed a lot of money here to be able to buy back their own shares. And they also raised their dividend. Now, both of those things are obviously a good thing. If you're a shareholder, you're like, okay, great. You know, my share value just went up. The supply of shares is shrinking, so my price of shares is good. Okay, great. But let's look into the real meat and the potatoes here, which is how were their actual earnings? And the earnings were not that great. They didn't have great revenue growth. iPhone sales were down in most jurisdictions, except for, I believe it was Europe. For the most part, places were seeing contraction in iPhone sales. Their revenue was about flat year over year. I mean, it's just not a very exciting story for innovation and Apple sales. So when you combine that with the share price being up again, it's the buyback. So is this really a huge exciting thing for Apple? You know, maybe the share price, yes, but in terms of what it tells you about the consumer might be feeling a little tight in the wallet department simply because, again, iPhones not quite catching the same bid. And this is not isolated to Apple. We've also seen it with Starbucks being down tremendously recently. The shares have slid real big on Starbucks. These are consumer discretionary purchases to a degree. They're not requirements to purchase. You know, they're that $8 coffee from Starbucks. But it's giving us some tell on the consumer. The consumer seems to be feeling the effects of inflation, especially the, you know, middle income, you know, middle class of America feeling the burn when it comes to inflation. And I'm sure the same can be said for other places, Johnny, as well, UK, Europe. You know, inflation is a real thing and it hurts everyone.
Indeed. Where we might be getting, though, a little bit of relief from inflation, and we haven't spoken about oil for the last week or so after those giddy heights during the Iran-Israel crisis when it was going beyond $90 and more. But it has slipped back, the oil price, over the last week or two to more normal levels, let's call them, $83 a barrel for Brent crude at the moment, and about 78.5 for WTI. Now, that will give those, and going back to what we were saying before about the interest rate cuts, and maybe two now rather than one, gives a bit of solace to those who are hoping for further falls in inflation if that oil price is getting steadier and going down.
Yeah, and the story, again, for falling oil prices is a good one for stocks simply because with rising oil prices, that's inflation that the Fed can't really control. When you have, you know, oil prices just going up and up and up, the Fed can't really control that very well with interest rates because, you know, of course, the interest rates are going to impact the U.S. Data, but it may not exactly impact, you know, how much China demands oil, so on and so forth. We've seen, again, this fall, both on geopolitical tensions and also the jobs data coming in a little bit light could suggest that maybe a little bit less demand for oil from the U.S. side could be coming into the picture. So yes, some relief perhaps on the inflation side, tying that in with lower than expected wage growth, jobs cooling. There's at least from the short term a bit of optimism around the inflation story that's coming in.
Good to end on a positive note for this week. Nick, we shall speak to you again next week. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.